Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Methodical, the manner in which St. Mary's ended Indiana's season Thursday night out in Portland, 82-53, an 8-1 start to the second half with the Gaels up by 12 at halftime, catapulted St. Mary's into a 19-point lead, and they never looked back, the lead growing to 34 two times in the second half. Assistant coach Kenya Hunter.
We tried to come out and establish ourselves in the second half. I just think defensively we got put in a bad way with some of their ball screen situations, and they were able to, take advantage of some of the mismatches. And we wasn't ourselves, defensively. And we got to give a lot of credit to St. Mary's because that's a hell of a team, and you can tell they're well coached in their team. That it's an older team, a veteran team. And it showed.
IU assistant coach Kenya Hunter. Indiana finishes 21-14 in Mike Woodson's first campaign. The IU women of Terry Morn, their journey just starting. They will play Charlotte Saturday afternoon at 1:30. That report next. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So the 2022 journey begins Saturday at home for Terry Morn's 11th-ranked IU Cagers, seated third in the tough Bridgeport, Connecticut region. 1:30 Saturday, a Conference USA champion, Charlotte.
Well, we're excited. Historic, for this program. Never been done. We've never hosted. And so we're obviously excited about that. We're grateful that we can have Hoosier Nation included in this moment with us. And so what we envisioned, every year to take a step. A lot of our growth has to do with the players that we've recruited and we've brought in. They all believed in the vision of what we wanted to do and what we said we wanted to do.
The Hoosiers of Coach Terry making their third straight NCAA tournament with its highest seed ever, 22-8, as this journey gets underway. By the way, congrats out to Grace Berger, the outstanding senior guard, a repeat USWBA All-American honorable mention pick, thus becoming the only player now in IU women's basketball history to earn All-American honors from that organization. Ticket information, iuhoosiers.com. 1:30 Saturday, the IU women and Charlotte. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.